It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in Big Fork with Mandy Nisham. Mandy, good morning.
Well, good morning, Heidi.
Have you had your breakfast yet?
No, actually, I have not.
Will
I want to have it.
Okay, will you have it soon?
Yes, I will have it soon.
Okay, and what will we be having?
I am looking forward to a fruit cereal. It's one of my favorites I discovered. It's on my soy milk bottle container or carton container. And it has all sorts of fruit in it, and you top it with soy milk, and it's just yummy.
I'm lost. I'm sorry, Mandy. It's on your soy milk container?
Yeah, there's a recipe.
A recipe. Oh, okay.
It's fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay.
What is the fruit cereal? So is it, you mean it's just a bowl of fruit with soy milk over it?
Yeah. Well, it's got walnuts and banana and apple. Let's see, what else? Dates, apricots, and raisins.
So do you make up a whole bunch of it, and then you'll take some, or you make it up a batch before you eat it today?
I just make up a batch before I eat it.
Okay.
Now it's fresh.
You have all that stuff on hand? Apricots, raisins, and dates?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this might be a good question for John. What do you have on hand at home of food right now, John?
I have nothing. It's oatmeal. All my cereal's gone. So I just have like a glass of orange juice and 5 vitamins. So I don't. This is something I should have.
Right?
What do you use, like enriched vanilla, or do you use plain soy milk?
Oh, I do the vanilla. I can't do the plain.
It's too boring.
I'm not that sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah. So the bananas, they sog up or you put them in last? Is there a technique? You got to make this and eat it, don't you?
Yeah. You just, you know, chop everything up real quick and throw it in there, and then it's so good you eat it up so fast that, you know, things don't get soggy. You just wolf it down.
A whole banana or half?
I use about a half a banana.
See, then you got the fold up, don't you? You got to fold the banana over the edge, and then it's always brown the next day.
Well, no, I usually feed that to my husband.
Okay, that's all right. All right, that sounds like a healthy choice.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Every single morning?
No.
Oh.
I don't have that every single.
So, if you wander a little bit from this, what do you have?
I have oatmeal with raisins and chopped nuts and ground flaxseed in it. That's what I typically have. The fruit thing doesn't happen. That happens about once a week. So,
Did you say what kind of nuts you put in there? Walnuts?
Walnuts. Yeah.
They're expensive.
Well,
you go to a grocery store, they are expensive.
But they're worth it. They're really good for you.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know that?
Well, try it, John. Put them in there and eat it.
Well, I don't mind walnuts, but my goodness, you go to the store and you get the little minced up ones. They're not too bad, but you get the good brand, and they're like, whew. But I suppose, you know, it's your health. It's worth it.
Yeah, well, you don't have to put half a bag in. You
that's true.
And you should, that,
or two, you know.
That's the sad news with nuts, you know. Nuts are really good, and you're supposed to eat like three.
Eat three, yeah.
A day.
Give me a break. That's like having one potato chip.
So Mandy, yeah. let's talk about morning beverages. Have you already had one? Are you enjoying that before the breakfast?
Oh, yes. No. I drink coffee, and that's usually my wake-up breakfast. Have 2 cups of coffee, and then I'm good to go for the rest of the day.
See, I'm
black coffee, nothing in it.
So I don't see you say then you hope you're ready for the day. I'm not a coffee drinker, so do you pound down 2 cups of coffee, or do you get up like at 5 and nurse them?
I nurse them.
Okay.
Yeah, I savor my 2 cups of coffee in the morning.
Heidi can understand. I'm getting that look from Heidi that, yeah, she agrees with you. So you get, what time do you get up in the morning?
Well, I've been getting up about 5:30.
Holy cow.
So what? Tell us what your day is going to be like today.
Well, I go to work, and I'll be putting in a long day today. I just came back from vacation, so I have to make up all sorts of stuff. So,
what time will you go to work?
I will hopefully get to work at 9.
Okay.
So, it varies, but I plan on being there at 9 at any rate. I'm going to attempt it.
Do you mind just asking where you work?
Big Fork Valley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you connecting the dots?
Yes, yeah. I'm connecting the dots. So where was the vacation? Yeah. Isn't it terrible? You come back, you just get punished.
Well, I was in St. Croix, Virgin Islands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling. Well, I hope you had to have good weather.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to talk about it too much. I don't want to get any hate phone calls.
Yeah, you will.
I'm here, you know.
How about one of the best memories of the trip?
Oh, I did a lot of snorkeling and snorkeled with some sea turtles and skates and all sorts of different kind of fish. It was just fantastic. And it was just beautiful, of course.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We're happy for you, really.
Yeah.
We're happy for you. Husband, what's his name? What does he do?
John. And he has just started a job in Grand Rapids. He's working at Terex.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. And you said you had somebody sitting in your lap?
Yeah. I have one of my fur balls. I have two fur balls, and one of them is in my lap right now.
And what are their names?
Well, they're nicknames, and we call them this affectionately, our Dum Dum and Butthead.
Who's sitting in your lap?
Dum Dum.
Dum Dum.
Yeah.
Purring?
I could try to get her to purr here. She is my little purr factory, besides being a little fur factory.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you sleep with them?
No, don't sleep with them. They're locked out. They like to climb on me in the middle of the night and poke me in the face. And
what is with that?
Like that? So they are banished from the bedroom during nighttime.
Are they used to that routine now, or they still get a little crabby and you hear them out there wanting to come in?
They only get crabby when they run out of food. If I don't feed them on time at night, you know, if I forget about it and they run out of food, then we certainly have a lot of protests going on.
Hmm.
Scratching and yowling and, you know.
Do they get along with each other?
Yes, yeah. In fact, we got the one cat after a couple of years after having the male cat, because he wanted to play so much, and so we got him a companion cat, and they play, they scuffle too, but they play wonderfully together.
That's great. We're speaking. Yeah. It's What's for breakfast? We're speaking with Manny Neesham. Hey, do you have any dogs outside?
No dogs here. Yeah, no, I get my dog fixes from all my family members. They all have at least two, it seems like, so I just go over there and play with their dogs.
Hey, Mandy, for people who don't know, tell us about Big Fork. What's it like there?
Oh, it's, well, it's a small community on the convergence of the Rice and Big Fork rivers, I'm actually in rural Big Fork. I don't live in the town of Big Fork, but I'm on a little lake called Mink Lake, and we have about 20 acres here, and it's all wooded, and we're doing some maple sap collection right now, and looking forward to making some more syrup this year, and looking forward to warm weather. Going to start my plants this weekend for our garden. Stuff like that.
Do you think it's going to be a good year for sap?
I don't know. It's kind of waffling with this cold weather and warm weather. The poor trees don't know what to do. You know, we have only 13 trees tapped because we just do this for our personal use and Christmas gifts and stuff like that. And so far we've got about 18 gallons collected, and that's just the last 3-4 days. It's been running real well. And I don't know, with this cool weather, it's probably going to slow down a bit, too. So we'll see. I just don't know.
What is the ideal situation? Warm days, cold nights? Is that what you want, or am I got that backwards?
Well, I'm not the expert.
Okay.
It's supposed to go down to about freezing or during the night and then above freezing during the day. But it seems to be running better when it's like in the mid-30s at night and
You
know, warmer during the day, 45, 50. And I just don't know that much about it. I'm just kind of like flying by the seat of my pants on this. I remember doing it when I was a kid with my dad, but I haven't, you know, just, we had a successful run last year, but it was so small. We only had 20 gallons, and that only gave us 2.5 quarts of syrup, so we're trying to do for a little bit more this year.
Okay, so you get a prize from Homestead Mills for being on What's for Breakfast. Would you like
yum.
Wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal? I know what the answer is.
Oh, I wish I could have both. I want to do the wild rice pancakes. I'll save it when I get my maple syrup.
There you go.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Well, Mandy, thank you so much for being on What's for Breakfast. Hope you have a great week and enjoy the tapping, the sap run.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have a great one. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.